Happy
birthday. Okay. Happy birthday.
Babe, you terrible. You sing happy birthday to me or him?
All right, sing. So, you.
From the moment we met, we was like, I don't know what's the word. We clicked. It was scary how fast we clicked and how like genuine the bond was, because I never experienced something like that before. And it was like, you know, it's scary. Like somebody like me, I don't really like to open up much. So I felt like, you know, like what's going on here?
This is Samaria Nisa.
Okay. So Pop was shooting a video in Canarsie, and my mother, she still lives in Flatbush. So I was with her that day. We was just driving around, and she literally pulled over to like put an address in the GPS. So I'm across the street, like we're waiting for whatever. I'm really just bored. And I go, I think he was shooting the video for 100,000 on a cool. Yeah. You know something? So I cross the street.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Samari is a college student in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Her and Pop's story starts one day in late October 2019.
Like, literally at this time, I had no, like, I obviously everybody in Brooklyn knew who Pop Smoke was. And I know the songs, I know his voice, everybody know his voice.
Hold on.
But I really did not know what he looked like. I'm like recording, and I remember, like, if I show the video from that day, like, you can tell I have no idea which one is Pop Smoke. I know he's amongst these people, but I have no idea. So I'm like recording the people that's dancing, and I'm about to walk away because I'm like, okay. And then like as I'm walking away, somebody stops me and he's like, Pop Smoke wants your number. So I'm like, okay, I get. And I'm like looking around, still trying to see like, you know, who it is. So then when he finally pointed him out, he took a picture, I gave him my number, and that was it.
Pop was never the type to be shy when he saw a girl he was interested in.
And literally as soon, I remember I got back in my mom's car, we drove off. Like as soon as we drove off, he calls me on FaceTime. And he's like, he's just looking in the camera, like smiling, like cheesing. I'm like, hi. I'm like, hi. And he's like, he started talking like, you look so good. And I'm like, I had to stop him. Like, I'm in the car with my mom, this, that, and third. Like, I would text you, we'll talk later. He's like, all right, you know. Yeah, so that's how we met.
Welcome to Complex Subject, Pop Smoke. It's a show about how a kid from Canarsie, Brooklyn took his neighborhood sound and its beefs and used it all to become a superstar, and how it all got taken away too soon. This is episode 5, Some Special. I'm your host, Punch. So far, we've been telling you the story of how Pop became a star. But today, we're going to take a different route. We're going to get a little personal. Our reporter Sean Sotero and producer Shiva Bayat talked to Samaria about what it was like to date Pop Smoke as a star was on the rise.
Do you go by Samaria, Mari? What do you prefer?
To the public, Mari.
Mari, okay, great. Cool. So Mari, I guess...
Well, actually, you can say Samaria.
Samaria told Sean the day after she met Pop, he had a surprise for her.
He's like, get ready, I'm coming to get you. And I'm like, okay. Like, okay. Like, and I remember we went, he had, that next day was the day of his performance at Powerhouse. Power 105.1 at Amp Energy Organ just shut down the
Prudential Center with Powerhouse NYC. Powerhouse is a big concert that Power 105 puts on every year at the Prudential Center. Meek Mill, Migos, The Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, even Lil Baby, they were all performing. Pop was going to be the surprise guest during Meek's set, but first, he needed some new clothes.
And I remember we went shopping for like an outfit for him to wear. And he tried to play me. We was in the store. And I remember I had on my Yeezys, and they was a little, like, they was busted, but, like, you know what I'm saying? So I had on my Yeezys, and we're in the store buying him a whole new outfit. And I'm not even thinking I'm going with him. I'm thinking we're just getting him an outfit, you know? So he looks like he gets his outfit, and he looks at me, like, up and down. He looks at me up and down, and he, like, yeah, she needs some new shoes. So I'm like, excuse me?
Samaria says she was used to having guys' attention, but she wasn't used to someone being so curious about her life.
The second day when you're driving in the car, like, what kind of conversation is he making?
So he wanted to know everything about everybody that I knew. Like, who did you date? Who did you used to talk to? Where was this? Who's your friends? Who's your close friends? Who you don't fuck with? Who you don't like? He wanted to know everything, everything about me, like, right then and there.
So he showed a lot of interest?
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
Pop's still talking a mile a minute as they drive from the store straight to the Powerhouse show.
That was the first time I saw him perform. You know, for me, it was, like, kind of surreal, but I'm trying to keep my cool because I don't want to be that one, like, you know, that one girl. Because we're, like, we walk in and it's, like, as soon as he was sharing a dressing room with Meek Mill, so we're walking, Meek Mill's there, this person's there, that person's there. So I'm just like, you know, in my phone, mind my business.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
In the days after the show, Samaria says she still wanted to keep her guard up.
He was ready right away, like, to just run out the gate. But, like, I was like, you know, like, we should do this a little more. We should, like, date, or we should link outside, like, things like that.
But Pop persisted.
We went out to eat. We went to the movies. We went shopping. Sometimes we just drove around, you know, until I finally started, like, feeling comfortable to go to his house. And, you know, and after that, we was, like, pretty much together all the time.
Okay. All right. Oh, that looks back, though.
You know, he would be wherever. He would be texting me, like, what you doing, where you at? He would just pull up. Like, I could be, sometimes I wouldn't even be home. I'd be at my friend's house. But, you know, like, he would just come get me, and I'll be gone for however long.
What's a movie you guys went to together?
We went to see Queen and Slim together. Like, we were one of the last people to see. We saw it, like, I think Christmas Eve.
Samaria started to see a side of Pop that not many other people did. I mean, I know I definitely didn't.
We would play all day. Like, that's what we do. That's the best moments. He'll put on, like, an old live show maybe that he used to like back in the day, and he'll do the dance, and he'll try to make me do the dance.
What kind of music would he listen to when he had control over the stereo?
It's this one live performance from Gregory Isaacs that he used to always play. And the first song that he come out to is, oh my God, what's the song? My Number One. You know that song?
Yeah.
Right, so he comes out to that song, he's like this. And Pop will literally, like, stand in the corner of the TV and come out with him, like, like, that's how goofy he was.
Soon, Samaria was meeting another main woman in Pop's life. His mom, Audrey.
When you finally met his family, you know, what were they like? What was his relationship with them like?
His only family member that I met was his mom, because obviously he lived there for however long that we were talking. So yeah, his mom's really nice. She's probably the opposite of what you would expect Pop Smoke's mom to be like. She's a teacher. Like, I don't want to say strict, but she's like a teacher mom, like, you know? So it was funny to me when I met her. I'm like, wow, this is your mom? Like, that's crazy. Like, you know, like, he was raised right. He had morals. He had standards.
What was his dynamic with his mom? Like, how would he interact with her?
It was funny to me. Like, I don't know how they would describe it personally, but for me, it was funny. She was funny. They reminded me of each other, but, like, probably for that same reason they used to butt heads. Like, you know, like, it was, like, funny little jokes. Like, if they ever did, it was, like, sarcastic and sly. It was, like, always, like, a funny little vibe between them. You know, she might say something, and then he might joke and be like, well, I pay for this house. And then she might be like, oh, yeah, because you're Pop Smoke. Like, you know, like, because to her, it's, like, Pop Smoke, her son. So she's like, okay, I forgot you was this big celebrity who got bread and think you something now.
Me and Mom was one big step in that relationship, but using the W word, that was another.
He introduced me as his wife, and he would tell me, like, he would be like, this is my wife, and he'd be like, yo, this is da-da-da.
How did you feel when he first started using the word wife?
I remember I was like, okay, but I don't know. Like, I feel like through most of it, he was being very, very open and kind of just like pouring out everything how he feels to me. And I was not as open. So I was kind of just like, you know, like listening, taking everything with a grain of salt, kind of, you know, like, okay, call me his wife. I'm not about to, you know, like, I'm not about to be a chicken head. Like, what the heck? But, you know, like, yeah, it made me feel special. It made me feel even more special when I saw that was my name in his phone.
She liked that image in her mind, that no matter who he was with, when he got that call from her, that they'd see who she was to him. But as 2019 turned into 2020, the situation became more tense.
Did you see him change at all during that period, like as he got more famous and he's like doing songs with Travis Scott and all this kind of stuff?
He got more private, I would say.
When we come back, the honeymoon comes to an end and the real world intrudes.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Welcome back. By January 2020, Pop's first project, Meet the Woo, had come out. His second, Meet the Woo 2, was in the works. Universal Records started paying for his security after some prodding by Stephen Victor. And of course, Pop was facing a federal case for allegedly stealing a car. People around him, like his lawyer Peter Frankel, were warning him to lay low.
People became more aware of him, and the more he was in the public eye, the more he really had to be careful, you know, who he associated with, where he went, what he did, how he did it, because you know, people want something from him. And with respect to law enforcement, it happened to be information.
He's talking about Pop's federal arrest in January, you know, when the cops were trying to squeeze him to rat on the 823 Crips.
You know, his lawyer was like, yo, Pop, you can't hang out with this guy. You can't hang out with that guy. You got to stay away from these guys.
That's Stephen Victor, the head of Pop's label.
I remember I had a conversation with him and I went to go see him and he was like, yo, you know, so-and-so, that's my heart. Like, I love him. I can't, you know?
But Samaria said Pop did start to move more discreet after those convos. He was determined to protect his friends. If that meant being more low-key on social media or skipping out on some shows or even leaving Canarsie, he'd do it. Pop even began the paperwork to change his name from Bashar Jackson so that only a couple of people would know his government name.
He got more private, I would say. Yeah. He got a lot more private, like with himself, with me. I remember we had a conversation about it, like in general. That's part of the reason why I think he moved.
In the winter, Pop moved from his mom's house in Canarsie to Edgewater, New Jersey. It's where a lot of rappers go when they get too hot to stay local.
He felt like too many people knew where he was at. Like, you know, like it happened real fast, like really fast. I don't know. At first, obviously, he didn't want to leave the hood. Like, it was a lot. But he started to realize, you know, like what it comes with and that he has to move differently.
Can you tell me, like, he starts thinking, like, oh, I have to be more private. Like, what did that mean in terms of, like, the conversations he had with you? Like, did he ask anything special of you about when you were together, how you talked about him to friends or didn't? Like, what did it mean for you?
Like, at first, when we first met, for my own personal reasons, I never wanted to, like, be open with posting him or people knowing we're together just because I didn't even really know what was going on. Like, you know, like, we wasn't officially, like, hardcore exclusive. The only thing we were sure about was how we felt about each other. Like, literally at first, he used to be like, nah, if you post this, it's gonna go up. Like, he used to try to encourage me, like, nah, fuck out of here. If you post this right here, like, the whole gram gonna shut down. Trust me, this, that. Like, he used to try to encourage me to post it. And I used to be like, nah, like, you're wild. Like, this is hot. Like, this is mad hot. You know, and I used to post little shit. Like, I used to be in a rave. I used to post a sailor. And I used to post, like, you know, like, little stuff so that people would have to put it together. And people was putting it together, but, like, nobody was too sure of anything.
Where's the face, babe?
And then, like, around the time that he felt like he needed to be more private, I remember he was telling me, like, you know, like, I need to watch what I post, so.
Samaria could be as careful as she wanted, but she couldn't control what she saw.
So he had bought another girl a watch, like an iced out watch.
That watch was everywhere on social media. Even the jeweler posted about it and tagged the other woman. Let's just say that's not an easy pill to swallow.
Not proud of it, but we actually got into a really big argument right before he left.
This all happened in the middle of February, as Pop was getting ready to leave town for what he thought would be a routine trip to LA.
We had a really big argument, and then we had a really long phone conversation about it, and he was, like, just being really, really reassuring, and he was just like, don't worry about that, this, that, and third. And I was trying to listen to him, but, like, you know, I was obviously thinking what I was thinking in my head. So I remember, like, even, like, literally the day before all that, I was texting him, like, you know, I still feel away, this, that, and third. And I guess it's understandable, but looking back, I hate that. Like, I hate that moment. I hate that. Like, I should have just dropped it, you know?
They didn't talk for a full day. And then Pop tried to plead with her one more time.
You remember the last message you got from him?
Hold on. I can't see it. I think it was the day before. Sorry. But I think it was the day before.
You can take your time. It's okay.
Yeah, please.
He said, stop worrying about shorty, gangsta. I already told you what it is. You know I love you, you know how we rock. That's what he said. And I never replied to him.
Wow.
That was the last text he ever sent her. Next time, we come to the end of our story.
I ended up getting on the phone with Ben and Shiv, and he was like hysterical. And he was like, yo, Pop got shot.
The final day of Pop Smoke's life and the chaotic hours after his death. That's next on Complex Subject, Pop Smoke. Complex Subject, Pop Smoke is a Spotify original podcast in partnership with Complex. This episode was written and reported by Sean Sotero. Our senior producer is Shiva Bayek. Our associate producer and sound designer is Mira El Rahim. Our editor is Audrey Quinn. Our engineer is William Smith. Original music by Johnny Baker. Additional research done by Sophia Steinert-Evoy. Executive producers from Spotify include Gina Delvac and Jifa Yador. Executive producers from Complex include Donnie Kwok, Nick Wang, and Justin Killian. Special thanks to Alec Friedman, Jessica Dow, Eric Skelton, Chancel Correa, Taliba Newman, and Jennifer Stewart. I'm your host, Punch.